Welcome, everybody, to our second brief lesson on adoption as found in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Remember, Ephesians was written after the book of Acts closed. Ephesians reveals a wonderful new calling and a wonderful new inheritance. Remember, in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul says very clearly that he was made a minister according to the free gift of the grace of God. To Paul, he goes on to say in verse 8, the very least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ? And to bring to light what is the fellowship or dispensation of the mystery, which from eternity has been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. This wonderful adoption and inheritance revealed in Ephesians was not made known before it was given to Paul. We cannot find it in the prophets. We cannot find it in the Gospels. We cannot find it in the Acts period and the letters of Paul written in the Acts period. So let's review verse 5 of Ephesians chapter 1. God predestined us to the adoption of sons or heirs by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Knowing that we believed into Christ, God is then free to do with us as he wills. This is not robbing us of choice. It's God saying, you are my child. Now I will place you as a son. In verse 11, we have this word predestined again. In Christ also, we have been chosen to an inheritance, being predestinated. You see, friends, we are heirs in verse 5, that's what sons means, and we have an inheritance in verse 11. Now, in Paul's prayer for the readers of this letter to the Ephesians, he says in verse 15, therefore I also, hearing of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love to all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling. He wanted them to know the hope, which was new, it had changed. But look at the rest of verse 18. And what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints or in the holiest of all? You see, Paul is praying for these Ephesians that they would know the hope because it's new and had never been revealed before. And he wants them to know the riches of the glory of God's inheritance for us. Oh, what a wonderful thing it is. Now, following this prayer, Paul speaks in verses 19 to 21 about the power in Christ that raised Christ and seated him far above all principality and authority and power and dominion. Because Christ was raised, seated at God's right hand in the heavenlies. Now, let's read about you and me today. In chapter 2, starting at verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he has made us alive together with Christ. By grace we are saved. Look at verse 6, and has raised us up together and made us sit together where? In the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. so that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace we have been raised and seated in the heavenlies through faith, and that not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. Oh yes, praise God, friends. In verse 1, we have been placed as the sons. We have the adoption as sons, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace. And in chapter 2, we have been raised and seated in the heavenly places where our inheritance is, so that in the ages to come he might show what? The exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Praise God, friends, you and I are not going to be blessed with faithful Abraham on the earth or the New Jerusalem. Oh no. Our inheritance is where our blessings are. All blessings are all spiritual, in the heavenly places, for that's where we have been raised and seated by the grace of God. That sphere is our inheritance as given to us today by God through Paul in the letter to the Ephesians.